This is Daim Shabazz at the Chess Drum. We're at the 37th World Open in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It's July 4th, holiday weekend, and there are a lot of people here in Philly. There are approximately 1,000 people here for the World Open, and I'm now standing with the 2009 U.S. Champion, Kaoru Nakamura, who just finished a game. Could you tell us a little bit about the game you just finished?
Sure. Well, in this game I was playing against Evgeny Nair. Coming into the round, I was assuming that really the goal for the tournament was to get 7 points. So I came into this game trying to play a little bit more complicated, more unsound, I would say, as opposed to the prior game against Samira, where I just drew very quickly. And the game pretty much turned out that way. It was very double-edged. I think, though, his attack on the queen side was a little bit quicker than mine on the king side, and so I don't think that coming out of the opening I was doing very well. However, in chess, it's a game, and you always fight to the end, and although I was probably much worse and maybe losing at a certain point, I just kept playing on, and I was able to outmaneuver him, and when I sacrificed the exchange, I was just able to get the knights to the ideal squares, and then from there, got into a little bit of a time scramble, and I came out ahead after all the smoke had cleared. And then it was just a matter of converting in the end game, which I was able to do pretty easily, easier than I expected to.
Now this will be your last game because of you're going to be traveling.
Yeah, tomorrow afternoon I'll be flying to Spain. I'll be playing in San Sebastian, which starts on Tuesday. So I fly tomorrow afternoon, and I get in Monday morning, Spain time, and then tournament starts on Tuesday. So it's really a very quick turnaround for me. But I figured I don't get a chance to play much in the U.S. these days, and this is one of the few tournaments which I do enjoy playing, so why not? And it's worked out. And also it served as a warm-up. And fortunately I've maintained my level from where I was playing before this, or rather since taking a break after the U.S. Championship in France. So I'm pretty happy with my result, and just hopefully it carries over to San Sebastian as well.
So you have San Sebastian, and then what other tournaments? Here you have a couple of other invites.
Well, after San Sebastian, I'll be playing in the Mainz Chess Festival in Mainz, Germany. But I wouldn't say I consider that necessarily a serious tournament, because the two events I'll be playing in, one of them is the 960 Fischer Random, and then the other one is just normal Rapid. So I wouldn't classify that as a serious event, but nevertheless, since I'm playing there, it has to be mentioned. After that, I'll be going to Japan, which I've been doing for the past few years. It's just a nice little vacation for me, and it's just sort of a warm-up event, more or less precluding the Rising Stars event, which will be in Amsterdam from the middle of August to the beginning of September.
Now this trip to Japan, are you going to be doing any SIMOs or any types of lectures there?
Well, actually I'll be playing. I've played there the past few years. The reason I've played there in the past is more it gives the chess players in Japan a chance to play against someone of my caliber, and they really don't have the opportunities, so it's more a nice gesture. And so I've done it the past few years, and in all likelihood, this probably will be the last year, because of my rating, where it's at now, it's not really productive for me. So in all likelihood, this will be the last year, but nevertheless, it's still a tournament. I'll have to play a few Masters in all likelihood, so I have to take it seriously, even though I should breeze through it, more or less.
It's probably good also for the Japanese fans who accept you as a native son, wouldn't you think so?
Well, absolutely. That's one of the reasons I've gone back there. Because prior to playing this in, I believe 2006 was the first year I played there. But prior to that, I'd been there a few times over, like once every 5 years or so, and none of it involved chess. So it's nice to go back there. And although it's the summer, it is home in a sense for me. So it's great to get back there whenever I have the opportunity.
So now, you have what other plans do you have in the future in terms of invitation? You're going to be playing in the Chorus 8 tournament, right?
Right. Well, after I get through the Rising Stars, I mean, I just want to get through to September, and then I'll worry about everything else. But once I get through the Rising Stars, the next event I'll be playing will be the European Team Championship, which is in, I believe it's in Macedonia. It's all the top players in the world will be playing on various teams, so it should be a good experience, good practice for me. And then after that, of course, the big tournament, which starts more or less the winter and then probably through the spring, will be the London Chess Classic. And in that tournament, Kramnik and Carlson will be playing along with Short, Adams, and a few others. I can't recall their names right off. And then obviously, well, actually no, before Chorus I'll be playing the World Team Championship, which should be in Turkey. Since the U.S. got the bronze medal at the last Olympiad, we qualified. And that also will be a very strong event with many teams. I mean, Armenia, of course, Israel as well. So it's all about getting the experience. And then obviously I'm playing in Chorus after that, which will be probably the biggest event I've played into this point. So I'm just going to try and do my best with all these tournaments and just keep up the form that I'm in right now and see what happens.
You have any type of preparation in terms of physical preparation or mental preparation that you're doing for this? It sounds like a grueling schedule.
Well, I guess the thing is, ever since I kind of decided to lose all the weight about 2.5 years ago, I'll do the treadmill probably once every day or once every other day. So it's just keeping in shape because the style of chess that I play is very tiring, I think, on both players. And so you can't really afford to make many mistakes. And because of this sort of style that I have, it's very important to at least be in reasonable physical shape. So probably that. And then sometimes I'll go out running or bicycling. And if I'm on the West Coast, I'll obviously do outdoor stuff like kayaking as well. So pretty much it's a mix of everything. But right now, it's just I try to work out every day, just a little bit if I can.
So it sounds like you have a balanced regiment going on there. Do you have any? And I know there's been some discussion about the World Championship cycle and that there's some changes. I'm not really sure where it stands, honestly, where it stands now, but you're going to be making a push for to qualify in the cycle?
Well, unfortunately, when I agreed to play the tournament in London, there is a conflict with the World Cup, which will be in November. And as I spoke about this quite a bit on Chess FM, in fact, and what I said more or less is that at the time I wasn't so sure what was happening with the World Cup and the whole cycle itself, so I figured it was better to take the safe bet where I would get to play very strong players. Having said that, I'll probably skip this cycle, but right now my goal is definitely to make a push for world champion. Since I've now passed Gada, I figure now's the time. I'm playing probably the best chess that I've ever played, at least over the past month and a half. So just going to keep it going, and I'll definitely make a push sooner or later. Hopefully if I can win a few of these tournaments, I'll just reach that elite level. And from there, it's just a matter of making small improvements and just finding a way to beat these other 2,700 players who obviously aren't going to make as many of the blunders as the guys here or in other tournaments.
Well, it's always a pleasure talking to you, and we hope that you do well over in Europe and in your other endeavors. And it's always good to see a fresh ideas and a lot of energy put over the board, and that's something that you bring to chess. And we appreciate your effort, all your fans out there. And we just would like to wish you good luck in the future.
Thank you very much. I'll try to inspire all the fans with my play over the next few months, hopefully.
All right. Thanks a lot, Hikaru. This is Daim Shahbaz of the Chess Drum, and we're signing off Philadelphia.